Hi guys, it's Nairobi Sisterhood and it's your girl Maya, and I'm here with my host.
Nkina.
Yeah, so today we're talking about, what are we talking about?
Today we are reacting to things that women have done, or rather, fear women type of posts on Twitter and Reddit and such things. Basically things women have done that have made men almost cry or cry.
Things that have character developed. Things women have done that have character developed men.
Yes.
Yeah, we are talking about the men's character development stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just trying to balance out because, let's just be clear, we don't hate men here.
Yeah, we need to. Tunawatetea, We love you guys, So.
Yeah.
So your first one? You're the one who was saying we trust men in the previous episode.
Okay, see,
what
relax.
Happened? What changed?
Okay.
She woke up, she smelled her coffee. That's what she did because...
Sometimes people just say things.
People change.
And it was last week, but...
You're a new
girl. I'm kidding. I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. Do what you want about it.
Okay. Anyway,
So my first one is... Stop it.
Soma.
Finding out after 8 years that you don't have kids while you are raising 2 daughters that are not yours.
Yikes.
But you're about to
What if you were just the right candidate? Sometimes, okay, this is me enabling bad behavior.
Mm.
But if I was pregnant, okay, maybe not say that because then if I'm pregnant, my partner might actually get a DNA test. This is really
bob.
Not going well. This
no,
is
just
not, they're not 500 bob. They're like 20k.
Really? Even the whole test at home kits.
There's a test at home kit.
Yeah, it was in Naruto Alisema. They broke homes or something like that. So for I guess real? They were taken off the market at some point.
Oh, me, I didn't know those
ones. I don't know if that's true or false information, but verify that.
Me, the ones I know are okay. Mm-hmm. So I used to work at NLAS, and when NLAS is National Legal Aid Service, it's a government department under the Attorney General's office. And we do, if a man comes and he claims, most of the times it's children matters. So people come and they say, this child's not even mine. And the woman is like, no, but this is your child. Nah, you need to feed them, clothe them, all these things, provide. And so if you claim as a guy that it's not your child, we force you to
do a DNA test.
But the DNA test is paid by you because you're the one who's alleging. So he who alleges must prove, you know?
Yeah.
So analipia your 20 case June 25,000. Mtoto akitoka ni wake. Like, if the child is his, then obviously he's made to provide.
Yeah.
But then if the child is not his, the woman pays him back half the amount.
Half?
Yeah. I don't know the rationale.
Okay, that's interesting.
Pays, I think it's also because both of them clearly now don't know.
Yeah.
So now she has
also
to
also, like, the child was already there and they needed to be raised regardless.
So pays the man back his half the money, and then he goes, he's released, like, okay, good to you. But most of the people who are brought to NLAS do not have the funds. Like, the people who brought them don't have the funds, the people who are brought don't have the funds, so they can't even pay that $25,000. They end up just supporting, and we do like a parental responsibility agreement for both of them, because a child is 50-50, so it's not that we give the man everything. He chooses, and the woman chooses what she's providing, and we write it, and they sign, and we tell them,
If you didn't know, now you know that you can go to National Legal Aid Service if you have issues with your paternity, but...
Yeah, but most of the time, just start at the children's office.
Yes.
But anyway, we move. Now, legal class, back to this story.
Yes. You were saying that this woman with her 2 children for 8 years, you understand why she kept it from him
so that he can support.
But why... To tell him 8 years later.
If I slept with 2 dudes and I didn't know who the father of my child is, I would pick the better guy. It's not a matter of, I don't think the intention is, oh my God, what if he found out and his heart would be broken? Your intention is, you need to provide for your kid and you need to give your child the best. Sindio?
Yeah.
So, you're obviously, I don't know about 2 kids, but like one kid. One kid I'd understand, like, at the beginning, it'll be like, okay, so who's a better option and who'd make a better dad than you? And then you're also not going to come out and be like, oh, by the way, I was sleeping with 2 people at the same time. Yeah. I don't know which one of you is the father. Both of them would run.
Yes.
Already, it's already hard enough to even get men to not be deadbeats. So, that you're setting yourself up. And women are just, like, I feel like infidelity or such things are not taken as well when it's women who do them. So you're not going to throw yourself under the bus. So obviously you pick the better option. And no, unakaa ngumu. And the only person who will know that that child is not yours is your best friend or your mother.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And it's unfair. I think it's unfair.
It's not the right thing to do, obviously. It's ethically very it's not questionable. It's wrong.
It's just wrong. Black and white.
Don't
it's,
do it.
It's
but
wrong.
Then also, after you've already crossed the threshold of deciding that I am going to tell this one, this is the father, even though we know he's not, why 8 years down the line do you come up to tell him, by the way, you're not the father? I would die with that
this
information.
Guy,
I would
this
die
baby
with
is
the
one who told him. Because I don't think so. Sometimes, like even as this one I saw, exactly like this one, that was the man found out that, okay, so the woman and this woman and man got married, they have kids. He's found out after the woman has died that he has two kids. Both his kids are not his.
Yeah.
So now he has to decide what to do with them.
Yeah.
Because yes, now he loves them like he's raised them. Yes. Not they're like maybe in their teens or even if they're young. It's not even their fault. So he's like, you've made me a father to kids that are not mine. But then now where do I go from here? Because now you've died. Then now I'm taking care of... like it's
you can't
so
just
painful.
To abandon them. It's
and he
different.
Can't even confront her because she's dead. Yo! That's so some things are so tragic.
Wow.
Imagine that's rough. That's rough. But so many people in the comments were saying, you should take the kids to... You should take the kids to the
her
side of the family to raise because they are her kids, not his. But then I'm like, how can he detach the fact that he's raised them
like his own for this long time? It's hard.
It's also giving those instances for paternity court. You know the ones on YouTube you watch and you're like, guy, this man is breaking down. Yani, this kid is not his. Yeah, I think women just don't
do better.
No, not even that. I feel like don't tell anyone that you're pregnant when you're pregnant until you're sure.
If you're not sure, if there's a question to paternity, you can keep it under wraps. Because also if you tell your best friend and then you kosana and
but if it's a real friend, they won't use it against you.
I don't
you.
Expect my friends to use it against me. But the fact that information exists with someone other than myself,
auto, really?
Exactly. It means the potential of it coming out one way or another.
Yeah. You know what? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like if I didn't know who the father of my child was, I don't know whether I'd keep it.
That's a different conversation. Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on.
Because who's dealing with that drama? When your child comes out black and you're Indian and your husband is Indian? You know what I mean? Like,
but I mean, I'm black, so.
No. Like, imagine assuming both of you are and then you're cheating with someone. But if it's who you and cheat with people in a different race, y'all are brave. Could never be me.
Because you don't have an opportunity, like,
what do you imagine?
Deny, like,
I'm married to an African, and then my child comes out blonde and blue eyes.
Blue eyes.
Hey.
Yeah, maybe Dash. Like a brunette with like blue green eyes.
Dash.
Like, yeah, tell me yours.
So this one is like a screenshot of, so I dated this guy last year, but he was always broke. He was loving and had a good heart, but the pockets were leaking. I didn't know how to dump him, so I faked my own death. I WhatsApped him pretending to be my cousin using my phone and told him I was dead. I asked him only 50 people would be allowed to come to my funeral because of government regulations, so only family members. After that, I blocked him everywhere. I have a fake account that I used to stalk people, so I have been monitoring his posts. He was hurt after my death. Shame. He posted about me for months after my death. Luckily, we never had any mutual friends. Lately, I noticed things are going well for him. He got a job. Seems like he's earning well. I want to go back to him, but I don't know how, because he thinks I'm there. Please give me ideas. I love my man.
That's not your man. You faked
first of
your
all,
death.
Are people missing from Madare? Because what? We need to get it. Like,
no,
what is this story?
Here? Wait, so this person faked her death. Because she didn't know how to... And you don't have the guts to break up with him, but you have the guts to fake your death. I don't understand. How
not even that. She couldn't come up with that. You can break up with a guy and get back together. Him later. Like, if you're that deep, why would you fake your death?
Because now
so
you're
wild.
Coming, resurrecting from the dead. Are you Jesus? Because how is he supposed to take that? Our savior.
This is wild. People
That's
are not okay.
Wild.
This is mentally ill. No? No? This is a mental illness because no. No.
No.
No. Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
How do you even think
first of all
that?
You need
how
to
do
be
you
evaluated.
Conceptualize, how do you like come up with that idea and then go forth to execution and then afterwards see that his life is
how
going well
is
and
it
be
to
like
break up with someone then ghost him. Then ghosting.
And no, we don't even.
I don't even advocate for ghosting, like that. But like
that, if you must, if you lack the words,
imagine that's too much work.
That's actually so much.
That's too much work.
Can you imagine?
Effort is a lot.
Can you imagine? I actually put out a post. Mkwafo na uso yangu obituary. Yo, how do you guys not have any mutual friends? You want to tell me that none of his friends knew that you existed?
And then Nairobi ni ndogo. Okay, I don't know. This is, they've not written like whether this is Nairobi, but then this is not.
There's no city that's big. Or maybe like in the US or something, but still.
That's wild.
That's very.
But imagine the weird thing. I've seen this story, something similar to this, on a guy's side. Like the babe was saying how her boyfriend died, and then she met him in the mall. She's marrying to someone else. And I was
Is this a thing?
People for faking death. Like,
is this actually a thing?
This is ridiculous.
So the next time someone close to me passes away,
you need to confirm. Like, attend the funeral.
No, see the not just attend the funeral. See the
dead body.
Because sometimes you can hire actors to like play the part of family members.
People love money.
People have money because that takes a lot of time, effort, money. There's no way.
This is a joke.
Quite in a movie also. It sounds like a movie.
This is wild. It's giving Nigerian in Nollywood.
Yeah. And then one day, maybe she'll come back to him, but like use a fake name. And then
those ones were like, I'm a doppelganger.
Yes, I'm a doppelganger.
And then,
I just randomly bump into you in the mall. I'm like, oh, hi, how are you?
I was like, oh, the love of my life. So used to look exactly like you. You look so familiar. Like
yeah. And then they go for the engagement.
I think we're giving her ideas on how to show up. Sorry, no. Don't involve us.
We ain't going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Uh-huh. That's wild.
Your next
That's
one?
That's absolutely wild. Sent her on a birthday trip to Durban and even kissed her goodbye at the airport.
Ooh.
But she met a guy on the same flight and came back to tell me that we are not meant for each other. And now we are co-parenting, and he named the airline, and that airline gives me anxiety attacks every time I see it. So every time say it's KQ, like every time you see KQ, you're like, panic.
That's sad.
That's wild.
That's sad.
Sad.
I feel so bad for him.
You know, baby girl treatment.
I feel like this is
for
a story that will make him never baby girl treat
exactly
another babe.
And then someone.
No, his next person will suffer because his first person was a douche.
That's terrible. We are really sorry. Or if this has ever happened to you, that's actually crap. You sent her to meet the love of her life.
Imagine you were there for her for
a
reason.
Yeah. Everyone plays a big role in this life.
She has
you
to
know?
Thank at her wedding.
Yes, you did something.
That's not right. Why are we laughing? I'm so sorry that happened to you. It's quite unfortunate. Maybe you will meet the love of your life on the same flight.
Yeah.
That is easy under your airline. It's the
it's
way.
It's so triggering.
It's like the thing where people say, I didn't know my husband named our daughter after his ex. You've seen those ones?
Hmm?
No. So every time you hear that name, now you'll be remembering the fact that. And I've
but
never
also
understood
why
that. Why would
you,
I want to be
named
reminded?
Our child after your ex. Why are you telling me that you've named our child after your ex?
Me, I don't even think that's an option. Why are you naming our
of
child
course,
after your ex?
No, let's.
That
child
should
is
never be
there.
That should never be an option. Men need to rethink this.
I get you. The child is already there. He's already named the child. It's 6 years down the line. Sarah over there is playing with her dollies. And then now suddenly you're telling me she's named after your ex. Why would you do that?
No, she won't tell you. You'll find out.
How am I finding
Maybe
out?
Maybe the guy didn't even tell his wife. The wife just found out from a story or like in passing. But
it's
feel
not
like
a coincidence.
So what do you mean?
Like, there are many people who are called Ngina.
What if I know you dated people in your past?
Mm.
So I'm a guy, I've dated you. I know you've dated people in your past. I didn't ask your exes' names.
Yeah.
I don't even want to see their faces. Then we get a son and then you name our child, I don't know, Aaron.
Mm.
And I find out later on, like, in passing, to match up a story, maybe as a group, me, you, your friends from uni, and then someone is like,
you remember
you
were
dating Aaron.
Yeah,
and everyone is like... You get. It's just...
Okay.
But why would you name... Me, I don't think I would want to be reminded
of course it. Not. I don't think it's appropriate.
Very inappropriate.
Because it means you're thinking about your ex. Why you think about your ex so much that you're naming your child after them?
But what if your ex was, like, your first love and he was amazing and, like, he died?
He's dead.
I meant, like, you didn't break up.
So you still love them?
Yeah, like, imagine if Jada named her children with Will Smith Tupac. Yo, Will would cry some more. He's not shed enough tears. He'd cry
it.
Some more.
That's Mm-mm. not it. That's, I feel like even if the person has passed, you need to have enough respect for your partner to know that if clearly you're still having feelings and emotions towards this person who's not alive, it just means that if they were alive, I would not be with you right now. And naming
like
your child,
option.
Yeah, naming your child after them is just clearly showing that if this person was here,
I wouldn't not, be here. Yeah. I wouldn't have a chance.
And that's not it.
Why are people dating people and they've not healed and moved on from their past?
Because healing is not linear.
Please, then heal enough. Healing and then there's no healing and then there's healing enough to date. Are you getting?
I get.
It's the same way. I don't want to be in a relationship with someone and we're still fighting your insecurities about something that happened to you, maybe with your ex. First of all, be secure enough to enter the relationship so that I don't have to be fighting every battle that's not mine to fight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I get you. Let's hear your other one.
I had an abortion before meeting my current boyfriend. I made him believe that he is the one who deflowered me. I was actually on my period the first day I had sex with him. I never allowed him penetrate. I struggled with him and cried so much. So he became weak and started apologizing for taking my virginity. We have been dating for 3 years now. He does everything for me like Mumu. So this is Nini for Tell Me One Deep Secret. You know, either your story or your friend's story. What is this?
Okay, first of all, I think sex ed is very important. Like, let's teach our children sex education so that they don't come out here and think they have deflowered someone from having their periods. It's that math is not
mapping. You know what I'm wondering? Uh-huh. What is this that's going on?
What's happening?
Because when you're on your period, you're constantly bleeding, no?
Yes.
So why did he think that he deflowered her? When deflowering someone, it's a constant gushing of blood. I don't get biology. You people, did you not go to school?
School is important. Education, literacy, illiteracy levels. But no, this person started with, had an abortion.
Yeah.
So clearly she was not a virgin. But she made him believe.
Why
would
she
was.
Do that? Is it
like,
even
like an important thing in certain societies that
you be a virgin?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe like there are so many problems in this story.
Yeah.
Because if you date someone, okay, let me ask. If you dated someone and you had an abortion, would you disclose?
Out of, if it came up.
For real?
Yeah.
I feel like I'd disclose only to the extent that I know we're doing something long term. Like, I wouldn't date you for like a year and be like, oh yeah, I had an abortion. No. But I feel like if I was dating you with the intention of marriage, and we've gotten to the point where we're talking about that such things, then I would let you know so that you know what you're signing up for.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If it comes up, like if you're talking about kids and like whether I want kids, all these things.
Yeah.
Things in the line of, and you're not having these conversations with someone who are casual fleeing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, yes, I would disclose. But even then, I don't think, it's one of those things that if I never disclosed, I don't think it should be a big deal because it's something that happened before I met you. And we should have determined that our values are the same by the time we're getting married.
And our values being that you're both pro-choice or pro-life or whatever.
If you're not pro-choice, I would tell you so that you
know whether you want to move forward.
If you are, then it wouldn't really matter.
That's true. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think it would matter to me like that.
Okay, I get
But
that.
Ideally, I would disclose before I'm married.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so so there's the abortion story. So I'm like, when you're like he does everything for me like a mumu. This part for you should tell him one. I feel like this is already weird, and then the fact that you had to lie to him is even weirder. I don't know. Everything about
also,
this is based
the
on
mumu-ness
lies.
Is like someone can treat you nice without it being simp mentality. I don't like this whole notion that someone treating you
nice
good
is them simping.
Yeah, what the hell is that? You can treat people nicely. Like we treat our friends nicely. It doesn't mean we're simping for them.
That's true.
They mean they're simping for us. Someone baby girling you doesn't mean they're simping for you, and you reciprocating doesn't mean that either. So
true.
Just treat people nicely and watch people being treated nicely without hard feelings, because I think it's some level of projection as well.
That's true.
Mtachana tu gang.
I hate when people say that because I'm like, so then, and then just stop being bitter. Let people love.
To mind your
and
business.
Be loved. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what's your next one?
Oh, sorry. I got so into it, I forgot. Oh, this one. So him and this babe, so I'll call them we.
Like, mm-hmm.
So he said, we sold my dad's inherited land to have a wedding and business. She later ate the business and built her own rentals without my knowledge. When I got to know about it, she divorced me. I'm going to call that karma. Because why are you stealing from your parents?
But is he stealing from his parents or his dad? I think I've understood it as he inherited land from his parents and then he sold it to build. He sold it for the wedding with her. First of all, he's a fool. Okay.
No,
let me not come for you. I'm sorry that that happened. I'm so sorry that that happened to you. Okay, that didn't sound genuine. Sorry. Let me start over. I'm so sorry that that happened to you. The mistake, she's a horrible person. One, for taking advantage. But this is where you slipped up. One, how are you going to lose an asset for a wedding? A wedding is an expense. You're throwing away an asset for a unnecessary, a one-day thing. That was foolish of you.
Not it, yeah.
What was the next part? That she took the money and built rentals.
Yeah, without his knowledge.
Because she's clearly new. She was dealing with someone who's not financially savvy, because why would you be selling? You already made poor financial decisions at the beginning. I don't know whether you'd be someone she'd carry on to, carry along onto her next project.
Yeah, you're really on the side of these babes.
But
yeah.
I know it's coming out really that way, but at the same time, uh-huh. I'm just saying her point of view, it's like, I
need to get my money right because this man clearly doesn't have his financial priorities
but
straight.
But the problem also is, how could she use the same money she stole from her husband? Because if it's their money together, mm-hmm. then their projects are together.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm not going to go into money that we have together with my partner.
Without
my partner knowing and do something and then leave him out of it.
Mm.
That's wrong. That's very wrong.
Yeah, but also what I understood is that his father inherited land. And then he sold that land. He didn't inherit from his father.
Oh.
That's what I understood. And in that case, you stole from your father, your wife stole from you. Karma.
Yeah, you know.
It's
no honor among thieves.
Yeah. Dunia ni duara. It all comes back around.
Yeah.
I have no... If that is the case, if they had stolen from the family first,
yeah.
I have no empathy. It's okay. The universe did its thing.
But I'm sorry that happened, for real.
If you didn't steal from your father and she stole from you, Pole, that sucks.
Not even that. I think my struggle is, why are women getting into marriage? So, like, in this case, why was she marrying him? To take the money? Because I don't understand why I would enter into a whole legal commitment.
With someone who is clearly financially not...
Only to steal from them. It's giving, you're just a thug. That woman's just a con woman. You get what I mean?
Like, she was long game.
She was dishonest from the jump.
Yeah.
And I think people need to, whether people have started, they really disrespected the institution of marriage. Because if you're going to do things for fun and for money's sake,
I don't know, but don't you think two things can be true at once? You can love someone and be a thief.
What? What?
No, like, she loved him, yes, enough to marry him, but she couldn't, like, fight her thief tendencies enough. So she stole from
no,
him.
No, she loved money more than she loved him. That
but
means
she
didn't
still
love him. No?
I think you can love more than one thing at the same time, just how you choose to go about it.
If you loved someone, you wouldn't do that to them.
I agree. No.
So that
no,
I don't agree. Think she loved him.
I don't know if I agree. I don't agree. I think you can do someone dirty and still love them.
I disagree.
I can agree to disagree.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No. Absolutely not. No. So, this one is, it's a screenshot of like a WhatsApp conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, the girl says, no, the man says, babe, I'm so sorry I did something bad. And then the woman is like, what's that? I cheated on you. And then the girl says, lol. Then the guy says, what, babe? Please, I'm sorry. And the girl says, yours is even better. Then the guy is like, how? Saturday is my wedding.
Yo, we.
Yo,
niko bad.
Niko
baya.
Yo,
out here. No one is safe.
But I find it so strange.
How do you plan a whole, be in a whole relationship that's serious enough for you to be engaged and get married without someone who's that close enough to you to be your boyfriend? not knowing anything.
I find that so strange.
That's also very... How do you also share your emotions like that? I think emotionally I'm very scarce.
Yeah.
So I don't think I will have the capacity for everyone. You will know something is wrong. I think you would know some. If you're with me long enough, you can tell that something is off with this one.
You don't know if I think it's possible. I think you can love more than one person at once.
Not in the same way.
Weirdly enough, it depends on how the person you love wants it expressed. Like, I can date two men at the same time. Not I. Hey, please, I'm giving an example. Eh?
It's okay. You can.
As a woman.
It's 2023.
I don't want to be put in that. I don't want to be put in that category. Please, it's giving left wing. No, thanks.
Wait, what?
It's a very liberal mindset. And I don't
are
want
you not
to.
Liberal?
Not to that level.
Just because it's not something you do doesn't mean it's not something you agree with. Is it something you don't agree with?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Okay, maybe not. Let me not say not agree with. I just think there are certain things that are in. Maybe we can discuss. We'll do a whole episode on maybe polyamory and polyamory and open relationships.
Yeah.
And maybe this is going to sound contrary because it's exactly what that is. I think it's possible to love more than one person.
Yeah.
For different reasons. And they meet different aspects of your life. Like, I can date two guys, but I have my main guy who is my everything. And then my side guy is meeting the needs that my main guy is not meeting. And so the way people get away with dating more than one woman and end up marrying is, imagine one woman likes quality time, the other woman likes gifting, and the other woman maybe likes, I don't know. Occasional distance. Anapenda kupendwa from a distance. Like, love me from a distance. It's gonna work. Let's believe, okay. Because on the times that... the one who's getting quality time is getting you full time. The one who's getting gift is still getting her knees and her occasional holidays once
all
in a while.
All their needs are being met.
All their needs are being met.
And all
so
of
you, you won't notice yours. Because...
All my needs
like
are being met.
Yeah.
If I'm one of the babes, all of my needs are being met. Yeah. So I'm not feeling like
you're
something
not feeling like
is
something
missing.
Is missing. And you don't even feel like you're sharing because you don't know one you're sharing. But even if you're sharing, it's not affecting your lifestyle. The same way people agree to be second wives.
I see that. I get what you're saying. That's what you're describing. If you are being honest about it, that is the whole essence of open relationships and non-monogamy. So if you're saying that, you don't believe in it, and then come out here and say that it's possible.
Maybe
to
I don't believe it in from
for
myself.
You. It's okay to not choose it for yourself. That's very different. Because I think for me, all the love languages are my love languages. So how are you going to give everything to me and still be able to give it to someone else? And if you can't do it, that's fine. I just would rather you didn't. But basically,
but that thing for waking up and finding out your partner is marrying someone else is, I can't imagine how that would feel.
That would be crushing. Because one moment you're one thing and then the next moment you're nothing. Like, you're in a relationship and then your partner is someone else's partner
for
life.
You know what's wild? They go get married to someone else and they still want you to remain there. So it's like, what's going on here? Because am I a doormat?
No, we don't do that. We don't do that here.
Yo?
Mm-mm. Okay, so...
Oh, my next... No, wait. You said the... No, you. It was you. It's your turn.
It was me.
Yeah.
Sorry. I catfished this guy. He's married, but now we fell in love. I love him so much, and I know that he loves me. Part of me wants to tell him exactly who I am, but I'm scared of losing him. I've been making excuses every time he wants to see me. We call each other every day. I've told him I don't like video calls. I love him.
Okay. So they're in love, but they've never met.
Yeah. Imagine Tinder situation. The babe catfished the guy, but now they're so in love. She's so freaking in love, but she's so scared of telling him.
I'm not trying to shade people who fall in love through social media.
You're about to do just that.
But
you're about to do that.
You know? I don't understand. It's giving high school romance. The way you met someone on Facebook and now you guys are in a
relationship on Facebook.
Me too.
Yeah.
With people I didn't know. Like, people I met once or twice and then realized, why do you look like that?
Mm.
Sorry if you are the guy I'm talking about.
People glow up. Don't listen to her. You're fine.
At that time, there was no glow about it. The point is, okay, I sound like such a horrible person. Yay. This episode is gonna actually make me seem like a horrible human being, but
yeah,
hear me out. You've never met,
yes,
and you're in love. You're in love, yes, with what?
What? Who are you in love, love with?
What?
Yeah,
what is going on here?
You're not in love.
You're not I in love.
You have convinced yourself he's something that you want to be in love with, like he has the characters of someone you would be in love with.
Or maybe
so you've created a you.
They've connected.
There's a level. There's an intimacy. Yeah, there's a level of intimacy that but you are not in love. But because you don't really know this person well enough to be in love, I don't know if I can call it love. Mm-hmm. And also the fact that you're lying to this person, how much can you really, as you were saying, love can you love someone and hurt them at the same time?
Not even that. How do you love someone? Okay, you can. And you're lying you to them like every someone day. Who belongs to someone else. And I'm saying belong because he's a married man. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand what is going on here. Like, so now he wants, he's interested in breaking up his marriage for a woman he's never met.
But this one is not married.
MSMA, he's a married man at the big first line.
Oh, yeah, guy.
You?
Where was my
so baby? I'm like, wait, what? It's a catfish of a married man. That first of all, that married man deserves it because why is he cheating? But let me not. He deserves all that's coming to his way. But you also are. What's going on?
I don't know.
I feel like this is too much.
Get out of the internet and go find someone in real life who's not married.
Or someone who like you for your face.
Yeah. Or post your real pictures. Why? The need to catfish is usually so often. You find it's like a really pretty babe. Like, why?
Why were you catfishing?
I know someone who was catfished. Oh, this is a story. I know someone who was catfished by someone on Tinder. And then he found out because the photos that she used were of, say, like, my profile is public.
Mm-hmm.
My profile is public on Instagram. So say someone takes some of my photos from my profile and uses them on Tinder.
Yeah.
And then now when someone is scrolling through their FYP, they see me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they DM me. It's like, oh, hi, thinking they were talking to me on?
Tinder.
On Tinder. And I'm like, oh, hi. Then they suspect it was a catfish. Like, are you on Tinder? I'm like, no, I'm not on Tinder. Someone is using your photos. Then, see, obviously now the guy realizes he was being catfished. So he decides he's going to, like, meet up with this girl. But not, you see how her, she doesn't want video calls and all. So he said he's going to, I want to send you flowers. Send me your address.
Not him pulling up. Pull up on me. Pull up on me.
So the babe sends her address. He says, oh, I'm sending a rider. Nini. And he legit buys flowers, sends the rider, but he goes with the rider. And then he stops like a few meters away and then has the rider like stop exactly at her gate. So when she comes down, she only sees the rider. And then now when she's meeting him, that's when he took cares. She was in shock, apparently. And
is she pretty?
He told me that she was pretty.
Then what's the issue?
He didn't understand. She apologized, but obviously nothing could go further.
Because he's dishonest. She's dishonest.
They still went into the house. I don't know what happened in the house.
Oh, then I went to collect.
Like, you did not cheat on. Like, you did not lie to me this entire time for me to get
but
nothing.
But you know one thing about guys? Every time I watch Shits and Giggles,
yeah,
they always say this thing for what's one... They'll talk about an instance and then they'll say something like maybe the girl wasn't as pretty or whatever, but they still smashed.
You still hear it.
And I'm just so confused because I'm like, what's wrong
standards.
With men?
You have no standards for yourself.
What's
whatsoever.
Going on? What's going on? Because if you can hit... I even met a friend of mine who absolutely hated some girl's guts.
Yeah.
But he still slept with her just to teach her a lesson.
To teach her a lesson? That's
and I remember thinking...
Mm-mm.
Why would you sleep with someone you don't like? Exactly. If I don't reach you, I don't reach you. But men and women view things differently. Clearly. But I think also in that case, he used the sex as a power.
It's like, I don't like you. This is what I'm going to do to you. It's not we are doing this together. Yeah. I'm doing this to you. Which is very...
I'm telling you, it was so chaotic.
No.
Anyway.
Don't catfish people.
First of all,
don't catfish people. But if you really need to catfish, just DM me. I'll send you.
You know, I also know someone who was catfished, but it wasn't like that. He's asking me, "Oh, look at this babe. She looks so different from her profile picture." And I'm like, "You do realize that's a photo from, like, Pretty Little Thing. Like it was literally a photo like of a model.
Yeah.
And it's at I know
clearly
so
an
it's from
actress
here,
or a model.
It's from here to her legs, and it's looking like a 0.5. And this woman is obviously proper Kenyan.
She's
like
she's
Africa,
a black woman.
African.
Yeah."
And I'm like, what's going on? The fact that you actually fell for this, you shouldn't even be on Tinder. You're too old to be on Tinder. What's going on here?
Let's not judge people's age and their dating preferences.
Not the woman.
Even the person man. Who's being catfished.
I was just like, if you're not going to see through the bullshit, you shouldn't be here. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm just like exercise your reason as you.
I even told him next time, screenshot and send me, I'll tell you that it's a real person. Because we can't keep, every day, it's a new catfish.
People are naive also. If you've not been on dating apps, you don't handle it the same as someone who has been
in this country.
Let's move on.
Hey, anyway. So, this one is, you knew you were who when? ? And then people commented, and all of them are women now. Mm. When I dated my male bestie and pretended to be just friends around his girlfriend. Hey. Comment on that one before I go to the next one and the next one.
I don't know if I want to comment on that one. I don't know if I want to comment
on
that one.
Are you the type of person to have male best friends?
I have male friends. I have male friends. Next question.
Sorry.
I can't take you seriously.
No, okay. I think, I don't know whether I'd mind my boyfriend having a girl best friend, mm-hmm. because I have a lot of close guy friends, mm-hmm. and I'm not sleeping with them. Yeah. I'm not even, oh God.
It's not even anywhere
close. It's not even like that.
Yeah.
But then I feel like it would depend on the nature of the relationship.
The dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't know how I feel about that guy, that girl and guy being at each other's houses in the middle of the night. Like, it's a bit questionable. Or if I've seen them, because you know, you can see a man and a woman related, and you're like, these are such siblings. Mm. Like, the energy is very, and by the time you're hanging out with a guy like he's your sibling, it's very, you're not going there.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No matter how drunk you are, I don't think so. So it depends on the nature of their relationship for me to decide if it's a weird thing. Like in this one that Anna pretend.
I think the dynamic also definitely determines. And for me, it's not even dynamic, it's boundaries. I think for why you're at each other's houses, especially if you're not like family house, like you've moved out, you live alone, she's in your house at 2 a.m., why?
These games couldn't have been played at reasonable hours of the night.
Exactly.
Like, or in other people's company.
Or at a restaurant. It's a bit... I know, I said trust man.
Did you mean it like that? Because I'm at those ones where I've ever seen a story where I used to sleep with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But when my boyfriend is around, he pretends to be my gay best friend.
Gay?
I was like, I don't think I would go those lengths for the vagina.
And also,
for sex, I don't think that's a lot.
You feel like you need to lie.
No, because you love your boyfriend, but then maybe the D from your gay best friend is nice. The fact that he even, me, at a sijui, but do you realize that this is just my personal opinion? Side men.
Mm-hmm.
When your side man, there's a side chick and a side guy. I feel like side guys are more humble than side chicks. Because side chicks have pride. They're like, you can't treat me like that. But then side guys are like, the way they will mind their business because they're ready to fight.
Yeah.
They're not trying to assume the new role.
They're not trying to move up in ranks.
Yeah. They're
like side chicks are trying to move up in ranks.
But side chicks are trying to move up in ranks if you love them well.
Eh.
So I can understand how he would pretend to be the gay guy just to not get into a fight with the boyfriend.
But then you see, for him also, if we are taking it typically how like men see like smashing is the end goal. Yeah, he gets to smash anyway, so
it's whatever.
If he has to pretend to be the gay best friend, to him it's whatever. He gets to smash without the whole commitment of having to do things for her as a boyfriend, which people feel like is a task sometimes.
But I found it so weird. I had to ask my gay friend how he feels about how he's comfortable being a side guy. Because I can't understand the concept of a man knowing he's sharing. You get?
If it's just sex, then it's just sex. Then if it's more emotional, then I think maybe they'd have a problem.
Yeah. But would I be comfortable as a woman to know that this guy just doesn't care about me like that? He just wants to hit it.
It's up to you. I think people are different. Maybe your goal is to just hit it. So both of your needs are being met simultaneously. Then what's the problem?
Okay. Yeah. The next point is, you knew you were who when
mm-hmm.
I slept with the father and the son.
You said we gonna make this a family affair.
But imagine
you're 2 seconds from bringing in the granddaddy. And, you know, if the genetics are good and, you know, if something's running in the family, I don't know. I would not know.
Yeah, maybe that would make sense.
So it's
but maybe the father also knows what he's doing better than the son.
Exactly, has more experience. So granddad, na, see, he knows the he knows the best.
Not the granddad. So who are what? Who are patriarch? Like we are. Oh,
I mean, three in one. I'm a
yikes! But you know, I don't know how people live with themselves when they sleep with everyone. Like
what the
like grandfather, the father, and son, knowing they're fucking up their relationship. Are you getting like how are you okay knowing that you're leaving that house burning?
Okay. So in this situation, does either one of them know about the other one? So does, if I'm sleeping with the father, does the father know that me and the son had a thing, theoretically?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, if he does, that's not my business. Like, if he knows and he still chooses to do it, I think if I was the lady, I'd feel devolved of all, like, breaking the family.
Because he chose to do it.
Yeah, and okay. I'm not the one who's part of this family. It's your responsibility to keep your family together, not mine. But in the case that they don't know and it's like you're kind of lying to them and leading them on, then that's a problem.
I think it's your nini is, it's, I don't think it's the right mindset. Yo, yakuji divorce. Because it's almost similar to when you cheat with a married man and it's a married man's fault. It is his fault.
Yeah.
But it's also your fault because you agreed to enter into something that you knew was in. You know what I mean?
You have a role to play. I don't know if it's your fault, but you have a role to play.
I think it is. Because if you'd have been like, oh, you're married, no.
Mm-hmm.
Don't involve me. He'd go and find another person to involve him. Then you wouldn't even be there. You know what I mean? Like the concept of people agreeing to involve themselves with people who are breaking things.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a role to play. I'm not saying you're the problem. I'm saying you're part of the problem.
That's, I'm agreeing with that. Okay. I agree with that 100%.
Okay, because even in that case, you're part of the problem. You're part of breaking the family. It might not have been fully you, and it's not that you're the one to carry the cross because it's his family.
Yeah.
But hey, to pretend that you are,
of course, you're not like,
devoid of all responsibility.
No, you're not. I get that you're part of the problem, but I still feel like majority of it is on the person whose burden it is to maintain whatever relationship they have.
Yeah.
As much as, yes, you definitely have a role to play.
Okay. So the last one, you knew you were who when I dated two brothers plus their friend.
What's going on? What's going on? Plus their friend.
Yo.
It's just a whole...
Yo. You know, for this one...
Wait. What are guppy diseases and... You're just over there spreading it.
You know what I think is weird? I think I would have a problem with sleeping with someone who can... With two people who can share notes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think women think the sleep with his best friend is the revenge that you think it is. But, sweetie, it's not. They are about to start comparing your pH balance and your vaginal smell. I'm going to need you to relax because...
It's not the flex you think it is. It's really not. It's not. Because now these three of them might sit down and be like, yeah, did she do like the reverse thing on you? It's like, yeah.
It's
like,
not, like, oh my God.
And then sometimes I would have people start talking about me like that.
It's weird.
It's very
It's
weird.
Not it. And then also, I dated two brothers. Okay. Not me about to tear this girl.
Tear.
Maybe she dated the wrong brother. You know the way you can date someone and then you realize you dated the wrong friend?
Yes.
In the group. Like, you got the ugly friend in the group. Or you got the wrong friend in the group, but because
doesn't
he's a douche,
match what
like,
you would want.
Then you're like, oh man, I should have dated Alex instead of Tom. Mm. But I'm here dating Tom. Maybe let me just move to Alex because Alex is a better fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was one of those ones. Maybe he dated this brother and then she realized, no, you know what? I'm more compatible with brother A.
Then how did you get to the friend?
That was just a calamity. That was just a nini. Say, apo alikuwa tru, alikuwa kwa njia. Alipita naye. Like,
dating the wrong brother. Maybe it can happen. Maybe. Dating the wrong friend. Yeah, potentially. But how are you with the three of them? Also, at some point, I usually feel like my brain can't see people the same way after I've already been with their friend or their sibling. Like, it just doesn't go there. Because it's like, in that moment when I was dating this person, you are like a sibling to me.
Okay, I get that.
You get. So
I get
that. I don't know, my brain just can't go there. But, you know, cheers to her. get it? Or oh, whatever.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Oh my god. People will be doing a lot.
Too much.
This is not a woman's story, but I feel like it's a story that we can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I am having a sexual affair with my wife's mother. She has blackmailed me because she found out I was cheating. So you were cheating before, and then your wife's mother, your mother-in-law found out, and then she made you start sleeping with her. This is a man. Blackmailed me because she found out I was cheating. So in exchange for her silence, I have to do sexual favors for her because she's been a widow for 20 years. So she wants to be serviced. It's a mess, but that's the only way to save my marriage. But her punani is yummy for a 65-year-old.
There's a lot to unpack.
Why is this episode so heavy in the...
Why? This is going to be like sex ed class or something, no? There's a lot of sexual options.
First of all, I dislike the fact that he's saying it like the 65-year-old, the mother-in-law is making him do it. And then in the last sentence, claiming how he's enjoying
it. Maybe she made him do it. And then when he got there, he was like, damn.
Thank you for making me do this.
This thing is yummy. Yes, yum, yuck. Oh my God. Okay. My problem with this whole story is him saying, this is the only way to save my marriage. First of all, you've destroyed your marriage. You've destroyed your wife's life if she finds this out. It would have been better if she found out you're cheating with someone outside than if she found out you're cheating with her mother. That woman, I don't even think anything will ever be the same for her. Because now she'll have lost her husband and her mother.
Her mother.
In one.
She will not be able to trust anyone ever again.
Because those are people so close to her. How close?
Exactly. I can't... The way I'm close with my mother, there's no wrong she can do in my eyes.
You.
And for someone, even if maybe you're not that close, you don't imagine certain boundaries are going to be crossed. Certain
you can't even lines, imagine your mother sleeping with your partner.
You don't even think about, you don't conceptualize, because it's not a thing that should is in happen. The realm of possibilities or should ever be in the realm of possibilities. And then also this man was cheating before. So it's not like, he's probably still also sleeping with other women, including the mother. And right now, as that person's mother, how can you like...
First of all, the mother needs to be in the bin. Because what is this? What kind of a mother are you?
However, this woman needs to release the tips of how to remain like really good when you're 65. Objectively
not
speaking.
The handbook.
Objectively speaking, we need, you know.
We need to know.
Yeah. Like me, I'm curious. You're not doing, it's not appropriate, but you may have some valuable information.
That's a handbook from someone who's this morally corrupt.
Of course. Okay, fair enough.
I'll pass.
You can keep your handbook then.
Yes, because what is this? We give her money for her bad behavior.
Not saying money. And I mean, a YouTube channel.
Not a sequel shot to watch. Anyway. As in, I'm just bitter on behalf of the wife.
Okay, yeah. It's very, very wrong. You shouldn't do that to your child, to your partner.
You shouldn't do that to anyone. I don't think blackmail should involve sexual favors at all.
It's giving lack of consent. Yeah.
Okay. So this is also WhatsApp. People are really moving mad. I sent you money for transport last week. This is a guy. Are you still coming? I'm tired of waiting for you. The girl says, who is this? The guy says, John. The girl says, chapter what? Yo,
where?
I don't think I can come back from this one.
Where?
First of all, babes who eat fair. Stop.
You are a thief. You are a petty thief.
You are a con woman. You need to stop doing this to men.
What is that?
And also, if a babe likes you, she'll come even if you don't send fair. But please send fair.
I was thinking about it. I was processing. Like, if I like someone, will I go? If there's no... Like
you will, if you like someone.
Yeah, I will, and I have, and
we've done that before.
Yeah,
but it would be nice. Just you know, the girl looks good.
I mean,
she showed
appreciate,
up.
Appreciate, love her
with the transport money. You know, but women stop eating fair. Ati, who is this, John?
Who is this chapter?
This has
what
happened to my friend? He sent this girl fair, and then she said, okay, I'm on my way. And then he was like, ah, let me not leave the house. And I don't feel like cooking. Let me send her also money for food.
So she buys
her. So she buys the food as she comes. The girl went missing. Mteja. Never to be seen again. I'm telling you, he told me this story. I died.
It's actually, I laughed at someone till I cried. It's funny, but it's not funny.
Yo.
But sorry, but...
Yanni, your meal ate your money.
Now you have no money for food and you have no
food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're just losing on both ends.
Umekauki wa. And you know what was weird? He was in his broke season.
Oh, no.
So I was just like, but that's you had money to spend on a babe. Don't know.
People are going to do whatever they need to do to get laid.
It's not that deep.
No, to be honest, I feel like it can be a fundamental need.
It might be a fundamental need, but is it that deep?
Yeah, enough for you to save money to give for fair.
Yo, I just told him, hey, you need to figure out your priorities. Anyway, Fole.
Hey. Too bad. Too bad. Too bad. Next time.
Yeah. See, you hit up an ex. I don't know. I feel like, is it really that deep? I know sex is important. But I just wonder sometimes, is it easier to hit up an ex than to invest in someone you're not sure about?
I think you should be able to invest in someone you're not sure about because you're not out here expecting people to be the worst. But as you're investing in someone you're not sure about, do it wisely.
Yeah.
So instead of sending money for transport and for her to buy food, just send money for transport one way. And when she gets there, you can sort everything else when she gets there.
Okay,
if,
fair enough.
If you have distrust like that.
Yeah.
Also, if money for fare one way is itakuuma ikipotea, maybe you shouldn't be sending money. Just relax in your brokenness. Just wait for when you have more money. Yeah. Or find someone who likes you and doesn't need to be sent for fair.
That too.
Yeah.
That too.
I have one more.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think we should be winding up.
Yeah, I don't even have any other.
Yeah. Okay. So this is from an excerpt from a series or a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
She says to him, another thing, I hated having sex with you. The only way I could sleep with you was if I imagined you were Mabuto, who was someone else. I had to close my eyes, and it wasn't because I was enjoying it. I had to imagine it was your cousin satisfying me. What's all this family? Yes.
People need to leave people's families alone. Also, she didn't need to say that. You can give someone, you can reject someone without breaking their heart.
Yeah.
You can reject someone without breaking their spirit.
Yes.
You can reject someone without making them feel like they're less than. I don't understand the obsession with, it's almost matches this obsession with men humbling women.
Humbling, yeah.
The obsession with women rejecting men rudely and even posting it on the timeline or saying it in the wrong, worst ways possible. Just tell this guy you don't like him,
yeah.
Period.
Just be like,
or just be like, I'm not interested, yes. Or I'm seeing someone else or something. Or, anything.
Yeah, like I know we had that thing, but it's not working out for me anymore. Just,
yeah.
You don't need to crush this person's spirits. Like, I hated sleeping with you and I used to imagine sleeping with your cousin. That's a bit much. Because that can send someone to therapy for years.
Yo, that man might never remove his pants.
Yeah. And then also it breeds this, when someone is traumatized like that, how they can interact with other women is very hateful and like imaginative of what you did to them. Not that it's appropriate to project.
Yeah.
But if the trauma didn't happen in the first place, there would be nothing to project
on.
Yeah, or from.
So now other women out here will taseka because of this guy being mean to them because you are mean to him for no reason. Just take your L and go. If you don't want to sleep with his cousin, sleep with his cousin. You don't need to tell him.
You know, this one slept with the brother and the friend and he's not out here.
She's not out here rubbing it in his face. She just did the thing and kept it moving. Yeah. Get your orgasm and go. What is all this?
Oh my God.
Women, oh, you need to. I think
sometimes we need to look check within. Ourselves.
Yeah, we need to self-reflect.
Introspect, go to therapy, drink your water, wear your face mask. Stay in the house, just, you don't need to be doing the most. You don't, and if you do the most, you don't need to be telling people, like, the people who you're doing it against like that. You don't need to be hurting people like that. You don't
and I think people should just stop hurting people. That's a message.
Especially intentionally.
Like clearly. Women, please disclose if you get kids by other people. Don't make people raise your kids for you if they're not theirs. It's unfair. It's irreparable.
Yeah.
They can't take back the money. They can't take back the time. They can't take back the investment.
The relationship
they have with your child.
They can't undo it.
And then the problem is the biggest loser is the child eventually. In the long run. It's not even you.
It's sad.
And it's quite unfortunate. So there's that. Mm. There's please just take responsibility for the people you involve yourselves with. If they are siblings, if they are friends, if they are parents, clearly in-laws, everyone yeah. is on the table. Let's just leave people we're related to alone, or people your partner is related to alone.
Yes.
There are a lot of people in this world. Like literally you could sleep with
billions,
anyone.
Billions.
You don't need to just pick the one that is going to hurt your partner. What other thing did we see in these stories?
I also think we should, as women, we need to be taking accountability mm. more. I don't know what's wrong with us and running from accountability.
It's hard.
This way, us this way.
It's hard.
I know it's difficult. It also doesn't fit into the whole how we like to be baby girled and not struggle, because it takes a lot of emotional work to take accountability. So let's learn how to do the hard things for yeah. ourselves and for our partners and for our friends and family and everyone.
And if you're holding someone to a certain standard, you need to hold yourself to the same standard. So if yeah. you want people to, if you want men to be accountable, you also need to be accountable for your actions, your decisions, your words and your movements. I don't understand why we are moving mad like this.
I think that's the end of our episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe if you're watching us from YouTube and whatever platform you're watching us on. Make sure to give us a like and subscribe wherever it is.
Yeah.
My name is Ngina and this is
Maya.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Bye.